have said, tomorrow in the afternoon, so that on Thursday is going to be submitted to the National Treasurer's Office, because they are going to work on this report on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And next week, it's an MTBBS statement, so that he can be able to respond to our concerns, if there are any concerns that we have. So that's why it is important that we will make sure that we are dealing with this report. Basically, I've got one apology, a written apology from Honorable Nancy, stating that she is with Home Affairs. Another COVID masturba, stated that he was in the Copter, and Copter was cancelled. He was not aware that there is a meeting. But I don't believe that, because the notices were circulated quite some time. So I don't believe that is an excuse. But there's still a misunderstanding on the days or on the roast meeting roaster, because during the committee week, the committees are sitting in groups. So there's group A, B, C, D. Then group A sits on Tuesdays in the afternoon. Then group B, which is us, sits on Tuesday in the morning. And then on Wednesdays, we sit in the afternoon, and group A sits in the morning. So I don't know why there is a confusion. So we don't, the many people, they still perceive that it's the human settlements that have made the mistake, yet we have not made a mistake, not at all. So we are sticking to the parliament prescribed rules to roster. But as time goes on, maybe people will understand it's going to be ratified. So we have got a draft. This is the first draft report. On page one, this is just an introduction where we indicate where the background of the BRRR report. So we've just put that background, which it originates from the money bills, and then we further on paragraph two speak to the departments as of what the departments are supposed to be doing. They have to make sure that they have the measurable outcomes, and the cabinet adopted this outcome-based delivery approach, whereby the 12 measurable outcomes have been developed, and the Human Settlements Department is responsible for the outcome heap. Then we further on we refer to the proclamation by the President on the transfer of sanitation function from Water Affairs to the Department of Human Settlements. And then we further state the transfer of the Estate Agency Affairs Board, although there's nothing that we can report about it, but we note that this transfer, because we have not yet interacted with the department about the transfer. then we indicate the processes and where we get the information for processing this report. We use the State of the Nation address, the annual report of the department. But I think what is missing here, but honorable members will assist, I think we also compare with the strategic plan of the department, because they cannot just develop a report, but it must also, that report must also speak to the targets that they have set for themselves. So what is missing here, all levels make an addition to say the strategic period, I mean the strategic plan of the department for 2011-12, it is very crucial. And then we also put forward the issue of the oversight report of the portfolio committee, of which this time around it was the Northwest and the Eastern Cape, but the oversight report does not end there. I think even the quarterly reports, we need to add them, because that is an oversight part of the portfolio committee.
Are you suggesting we add
these? I'm suggesting, because that is part of oversight,
yes,
that we are doing. The oversight does not necessarily mean that we visit the province. Oversight is on a broad aspect. It has to speak to what you do as the portfolio committee. So we do interact with the department on a quarterly basis, on a monthly basis. But I think the quarterly report, it fits well here, more especially the expenditure pattern. Because if you recall, this report has to have a quarterly performance as from October last year. So the third quarter and the fourth quarter report, as well as the first quarter of this financial year. So those reports are supposed to, we need to comment. There has to be a comment on those three reports. So I requested Liep last night, because we were together last night, to say at least if the research unit can try Mkhululi. Yeah, Mkhululi is there, he's replacing, I mean he's relieving Liep. Liep is coming in the afternoon. So if we can just make just a summary, we don't want the broader aspect, just a summary so that it can fit in here. How has the department performed as from October last year, after the MTBPS, I mean after the petrol process last year. So that you can fit in here. Then,
because we are adding on to late number 3.
Yes, we are adding them. Yes. Because when we talk of oversight report, we need to say to refer to visit to provinces as well as quarterly reports. So we need to put it that way.
Okay.
We can put it because we are supposed to monitor them.
Yeah, so I think they complement the quarterly report that
can you put your voice?
Can you put your
record?
Okay. I'm just checking. Yes, I think the section 32 reports are direct directly from Treasury. And if we call for those, they complement or give us more detail on the quarterly report that comes from the department, I think.
And Kulus, I think you catching up that one. Are you capturing it? Yes. That's a summary. It's not going to be, yes, that's a summary. So that we are able to comment in the letter from our department.
Chair, if I could just say, I think as long as we state that, then we haven't got to detail anything that comes out of it, but it means that we've looked at it in relation to the work that we're doing, so we're on top of our oversight.
Okay. Then the other aspect that we look at it is the report of the Auditor General and the Financial and Fiscal Commission and as well as the Public Service Commission and the and other stakeholders, because but well, so currently that is the report that we are having. Otherwise there might be other areas for instance the Human Rights Commission and the Public Service Commission, I mean Public Protector, but now we don't have those, we haven't done those, so we have to put the only those that we have went through them. So are we agreeing that page one, at least we accept those few amendments, it's fine. Okay. Then on page 2, the entities, we know the entities, NERCHA, NHBRC, NHSC, HDA, RAL, and Social Housing Regulatory Authority. So we are reporting on those currently. Then we refer to the mandate of the committee. The mandate of the committee is from the legislation, I mean to consider the legislation, initiate amendments, exercise oversight over the department and its entities, consider international agreements referred to it, consider the budget vote and annual reports of the department and its entities, facilitate public participation, facilitate appointments to statutory bodies where applicable, consider all matters referred to it in terms of legislation, the rules of Parliament and resolutions of the House. Then we learn from international best practices through study tours as well as participating in international programs, activities and capacity building programs. So I think this one is clear. Then the mandate of the department. Yeah, I think here, World Project Department, this was, let's put that, the mandate. Let's add it, the mandate of the department. Then the mandate of the Department of Human Settlements is to determine, finance, promote, coordinate, communicate and monitor the implementation of housing policy and human settlements. Since the formulation of the Comprehensive Housing Plan in 2004, the department has conducted various initiatives to enhance the creation of comprehensive, integrated, coordinated and sustainable human settlement and quality housing. These initiatives include the review of the National Housing Code, which determines national norms and standards in respect of housing development, as well as the provision of the Farm Worker Occupier Housing Assistance Program and the establishment of the Housing Development Agency. Subsequently, during the course of January 2010, Cabinet approved an outcome-based approach to the mandate of the Department with the adoption of Outcome 8, which relates to sustainable human settlement and improved quality of household life. Section 28 of the Constitution and the Housing Act are still considered the foundation of the operational models and the spending focus of the Department.
Which is that section 56? I just
want
to
double check you haven't got something. No, it's 26. Yeah. My eyes. My eyes. Not double. So, on page 3, we've done the analysis of the department's expenditure for the year under review. So the department was allocated 2.2 billion. And the, no, it's, what is this? 22. What is this? This is 22. This it can't be 2. It's 22.
I think you've got something
different than that we have ourselves.
Analysis of the department's prevailing strategic and operational plan.
What are you up for to manage today? Last night? I missed ya. Where are we? Then what's the list?
Yeah, I think you made a mistake.
Exactly as you read it, you've got that. But then it comes to the third page, just turn, oh, which one is there now?
Hello? No, page 2, you've got to say, I'm in the department's
Two things,
what is it?
The column of order?
Yeah.
They are both?
The only one that you need.
Yeah.
Who is one of them? What I think I must do the gap.
Entonces, ¿no?